1, 2, 3. It's me, Relentless, responding to BelowTopSecret.com podcast from Thomas Crown. Who are you? What do you want? None of your business. This is a pretty daunting question. At least I find it so. The minute I heard it asked, I started wondering about all this, and I haven't really come up with an answer. Not something I can put my finger on, because it seems to me to answer who I am puts me in a box. I'm relentless. Beyond that, I really don't know how to describe me. Probably be more amusing, more interesting, and possibly more accurate for other people to tell me who I am. Because I guess who you really are is more defined by how others see you. That's my opinion. I don't think I can be defined by what I do. That changes. Where I live. That changes. What car I drive. None of those things seem to me to be an accurate representation of who I am. And in terms of being put into a box by defining who I am, looking back on my life, I really don't think that I am the same person from year to year. And I'm kind of glad about that, by the way. It's just, to me, not a static thing, who I am. I had a phone call about a year ago from an old friend I hadn't spoken to in probably 20 years. And he asked me what I've been doing all these years. And my initial response was, oh my gosh, I've lived so many lives since then. Which kind of stopped him dead in his tracks. He's like, what the hey does that mean? What are you talking about? But that's the way I feel looking back on my life. I have been a lot of different people. I think that's a good thing because I would hope that's because I'm growing and evolving, and that's what I'm talking about who I am not being static. I've done a lot. I kind of view life where I am right here and right now pretty similar to Mr. Whoopi. Around the age of 40, I just reached a point in my life, and I consider myself lucky to have come to that place, where I looked back and I said, you know what? I have convinced myself that no matter what goal I set, no matter what I want to achieve, no matter what I want to be or do, I am perfectly capable of doing it. And I no longer need to keep trying. It's no longer important to continue. I mean, unless I need to prove it to somebody else, and I no longer have that. You know, it's something you have when you're younger. Getting past that, I think, is a biggie, because I think it's positive to get past that. So I'm kind of at a point where, now at 44 years old, I don't feel like I have to do anything or accomplish anything. I just kind of want to live my life. Part of why I came to this, I think, and I know I keep saying I think, is because I'm not gonna say anything definitively because I don't think I can. But I lived in New York up until the age of 40, 41. Soon after getting married and buying our first home, things got a little hairy in the hometown. So there was a lot of unrest, let's put it that way. Very affluent community, about an hour north of New York City. Some questionable industries coming in under some questionable circumstances, and the people started rallying against it. And somehow, I ended up in the forefront of that. And this was all while having always a full-time salary day job, which meant always more than 40 hours at that. And I started having a public life. It eventually led to a seat on the planning board, And then eventually as an elected official sitting on the town board. And this, again, all still on top of my 50 to 60 hours of my day job. Then there'd be 20 to 30 hours a week of that. And by the time that was over, that had been like 8 years of living at that pace. And I was exhausted. It took its toll. It was unfortunately a very, very nasty time for the town when I was involved, which is part of why I got involved. I don't even know, looking back, if I can call it corruption as much as possibly small town stupidity. But I thought I could make a difference. I think in a lot of ways, in the end, I did. But it took a toll, and to this day, I couldn't actually sit here and say it was worth it. Although I know deep down in my heart it was, but it took a toll. And now, who am I? I don't think I can answer that question. Maybe I just did. What do I want? I really don't want for anything. I'm pretty much in a good place. I have a good marriage. I have a good job. I have a great family. I wish I had had children, but that was not to be, and I've gotten over that. So I've gotten past a lot of the garbage that one really needs to get through to come to a place where, you know what, I just want to, what's the point in working? For me right now, it's to afford the things that I need to subside, and my needs are not great, and I just want to put in my 40 hours and come home and enjoy the things that that job is paying for, my home, my life. I want to have a life. That's who I am. I'm relentless, and I want to have a life. And that's about it in a nutshell. Okay, I gave it a shot. Don't know if I really answered the question. In case you haven't noticed, I overthink things a lot. That's just me. Nothing I can do about it. Makes it hard to answer questions like this. Great questions, though, Thomas, and terrific answers so far from everybody else. That's it. Love you. Bye.